This rally and protest that we saw and we were in the middle of did continue for several hours. It seems to have been dispersed. There were huge numbers of riot police who were deployed. When we saw them, the street protesters and the riot police were really engaged in running battles with each other on one of the street corners. There were stones thrown, there was garbage cans set on fire, and the people were shouting, death to dictatorship. They were shouting, Mousavi, get my vote back for me. These are the Mousavi supporters, many of them young men and women who we saw out on the street, come out to confront their anger and their frustration, and also the riot police who had been deployed on the street. Now, then we also saw them move on to another square and move down in what developed into a march, practically filling the whole boulevard, the main avenue that connects north and south Tehran. And more people started to join, and there were also throngs of people who came out onto the sidewalks, who were leaning out of their windows on their roofs and balconies and just standing in side streets watching as this river of protesters marched down towards the south of Tehran. They were shouting again, Mousavi, get our vote back for me. They were shouting at some point, God is great, because they didn't want to look like that they were, you know, anti-revolutionary. They were also shouting, down with the dictatorship. So this was going on for hours and hours. And as that happened, the official results from the Interior Ministry came out, giving, as you just reported, President Ahmadinejad, in fact, a 2-1 victory just about over his main rival, Mir Hussein Mousavi. And then the official seal of approval was stamped on this when the leader, the supreme religious leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, delivered a message congratulating the people of Iran on, quote, their epic Friday election, their historic record turnout, and indeed the result. But Mousavi and another reformist candidate also wrote open letters to the people of Iran questioning the legitimacy of the result and accusing of cheating and manipulation by the establishment. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who seems to have been re-elected by a landslide as declared by the official results here, plans to address the nation on television in over an hour from now.